And now to another idea which gets students out from behind the desk and learning in the real world. School programs at writers' festivals. Writers' festivals are popular events in capital cities and regional centres, and a great opportunity to encourage reading, critical discussion, or to provide motivation for aspiring young writers. Kulya Colston from ABC Splash is speaking here with Anna Berkey, the director of the Centre for Youth Literature at the State Library of Victoria, and they're discussing the many ways that schools can connect with their local writers' festivals.
There has been a surge of interest, that's for sure. The last 10 to 15 years in particular has really seen the rise of the literary festival. And so if you look in the events listings for your local town and city and regions, you're almost certainly bound to find some kind of annual literary event taking place.
And a big part of the program now seems also to be focused on education and schools.
There are fantastic programs, schools programs attached to most of the writers' festivals, some of which are purely aimed at young people, like the Somerset Celebration of Literature up in Queensland, which are partially run by students who look after the speakers, for example, and take them to their events and introduce them on stage. So it's great to see that young people are not just being represented in the books written for them are being talked about, but they are becoming a really, their voices and views are becoming a really central and important part to festivals out there. So the schools programs are aimed at bringing in school children from around the surrounding area to the local writers' festival. But what the young people get to interact with is far beyond what's on the curriculum. So it's an opportunity to look at what contemporary literature, what stories they're reading and consuming outside of the classroom, and seeing those being talked about on a really valued stage, like a writers' festival stage.
What do you think is driving the interest in involving youth in writers' and readers' festivals? Because I know, 10 years ago, going to a writers' festival in Melbourne, it was very separate. The schools program ran during the week and then the rest of the program ran, say, on the weekend and in the evenings. But now there seems to be a bit more of a mashup taking place.
And it's good to see that, because there has been a rise in young adult literature being purchased by adults for themselves. So just because books feature teenage central protagonists doesn't mean that they're not struggling with life questions that all of us are interested in. And because more than half of young adult books are bought by grown-ups, those adults want to see those writers speak. So young adult literature events aren't just for the schools program. They're starting to cross over into the adult programs as well, which is great to see.
And do you see that is creating more dialogue between, say, parents and their kids or teachers and their students when it comes to talking literature if they're reading the same books?
It's like the office water cooler, really. The family dinner table can be a place to talk about literature. And I think as so many young adult books are being brought into the mainstream, with being turned into films and games, musicals in some cases as well, then it's much more likely that the adults will have consumed that story as well. And then there is an opportunity for parents and children to rave about the latest John Green book together, or discuss some of the more challenging aspects of friendship that might be that might come up in books.
Practically speaking, if schools wanted to take advantage of what's happening with their local writers' centre or their writers' festival, what are you seeing as the process for schools in particular engaging with writers' festivals?
With schools in particular, you want to get yourself on their mailing list to start with, and you can just phone them. There are festivals who are very keen to make links with local schools and as wide an array of local schools as possible, particularly when the opportunities come up for arts agencies and festivals to tour programs, looking for schools that are interested and have book clubs and active groups of young people to involve. If we have a list of those schools that are interested, then it's much easier for us to take new programs, to trial new opportunities that we might have if we have friendly schools. And one thing that's great for festivals, particularly if you're taking programs out on the road, is to look at schools that work together with each other. So particularly if we've got larger schools working with smaller, more regional schools, that's an opportunity for you to bring one author to a central hub, especially in a regional area, and reach not just one school, but many school children. And it's a great opportunity for those schools to have their different book clubs interact and to see, oh, it's not just my little world that loves books. There are other people like me out there too.
How many book clubs are there running in Australian schools, do you think?
Oh, I have no idea, Kalia, but I would imagine that the numbers are significant because we have fantastic teacher librarians and school librarians across this country. And many of them will run a school magazine, will run more than one book club for different interests. There might be a graphic novel book club at your school, or you might want to get one started. Getting that relationship with your local librarian in a public library or in a school library, it may be that one by one, and there may be other inquiries coming in from other young people to those same librarians, and they can act as that focus to get those book clubs off the ground.
And what about opportunities for students to be on panels at festivals as writers? Are we seeing more young writers talking about their processes and how they come up with their ideas and that sort of thing?
I think we're beginning to, and I think that we'd like to see more of it and build those relationships with young people. The National Young Writers Festival in Newcastle, for example, is a fantastic example of a youth-led festival, but certainly kind of the older teens and younger 20s market. But there is now a younger young writers program within that festival, and we're actually going to have an author in residence at that festival in October of this year, which is exciting for us. But then there are opportunities for those not in Newcastle at the program to get involved in online, to watch some of the sessions online, to get feedback on their writing. There are workshop elements. So that's a great festival. But then there's also programs like the Emerging Writers Festival, which has a digital component, the Digital Writers Festival, where we ran a panel together with young people discussing critiquing and criticism and what it was like to have a youth perspective on the media and on literature. And it was a highly successful panel. They were far more articulate than me, to be honest.
I also wonder, with the work that festivals are doing, how mindful are organisers to what is required in the national curriculum? Does that even come into it? Is this parallel to what is important to schools, or is it happening hand in glove in some instances?
It's together. I think festival organisers and arts organisations are very aware that it is difficult and challenging to get large groups of children out of school, and that it can be an expensive process when you have to get buses involved as well. So there is often programmes are a mix of events and topics. Next year is going to be, there's going to be a lot more again about the war, I would imagine. World War One anniversary material this year in a lot of programs. So there are links to things that are topically happening in the world and are on the curriculum. But very crucially, it's not just about that. It's about reading for pleasure and enjoying the literary world outside of the classroom. So it's looking at what makes contemporary Australia and what makes the identity of a young person.
Anna Berkey, the Director of the Centre for Youth Literature at the State Library of Victoria. And she was speaking there with Coolia Colston from ABC Splash.
Former US President Jimmy Carter turns 90. His new biographer says he was probably the most religious man ever to be president. He sometimes prayed 25 times a day. He even taught Sunday school near the White House. Yet America's evangelicals turned on one of their own. The man they elected to restore America after Nixon was too secular. Download or stream this story from the Religion and Ethics Report at the RN homepage.